Well, welcome to the online youth service this morning. Also, for people that are youth at heart, because we're all children of God, so that makes us all young, right? Because we have eternal life, and we have the spirit of eternal life within us, so that makes us all young. In Matthew's Gospel, I want to talk about what's good and bad this morning. In Matthew's Gospel in chapter 24, Jesus was foretelling the future. In fact, it's pretty much just a summation of what was already said in the book of Revelation. If you remember, Jesus told John, write this down. And John wrote down what he saw in the book of Revelation as Jesus revealed a lot of things to him. It's been a blessing to be able to do the overview. And now we're getting into the best part of the book of Revelation, the revealing of the blessed hope. But I want to look at Matthew 25 today, verses 31 through 46. Now, in Matthew 25, last couple of weeks, we looked at these parables, the story of the bridesmaid, the story of the three servants, and now this one is the final judgment. New Living Translation, Red Letter Edition, says this, "But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit upon his glorious throne. All nations will be gathered in his presence, and he will separate them as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on the right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me. These are the righteous ones that will apply. Lord, when did we ever see you hungry, or feed you, or thirsty, and give you something to drink? Or a stranger, and show you hospitality, or naked, and give you clothing? When you did ever see you sick, or in prison, and we visited you?" And the king will tell them, "I assure you, you did this to the one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, and then, in turn, you were doing it to me." Then the king will turn to those on the left and say, "Away with you, you cursed ones, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his demons. For I was hungry, and you did not feed me. I was thirsty, and you did not give me anything to drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't invite me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me no clothing. I was sick and in prison, and you didn't visit me." Then they will reply, "Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick in prison and not help you?" And he will answer, "I assure you, when you refused to help the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were refusing help to me. And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous will go into eternal life." Well, may God add his blessings to the reading and the hearing and the understanding of the parable in Matthew 25. I was raised in Pennsylvania, up and around in where the Gettysburg area. I was raised in the capital city of Harrisburg, but not too far to the west, southwest, I guess it is a county called Adams County. That's pretty much where Gettysburg is. Adams County is known for their apples. Apples were just beautiful. And you could get a bushel of apples, you could get a bag of apples. And they're so beautiful and clean and bright. They don't make them, God makes them, but they're some of the best apples that you can find coming from Adams County. Musselman applesauce comes from that area up there. So I was looking and thinking about apples, and I was thinking in relationship to the apples in Matthew's gospel there about the final judgment. And you can get apples that are really pretty, and they lay them to the side because those are the good ones. Then they take the other ones that maybe are not so good, not so shiny, just because they have a little spot on them. But they're not good for marketing because people want to buy an apple that is beautiful. But those apples are still good. And then there are some, when they go through them, that are just rotten to the core. So when you look at these apples, which one would you pick? Well, most likely we'd pick the ones that are shiny and bright, which is true. And the ones that with the little spot on them that are not as good as the shiny ones, they're still good, and they still can be used. But when you go over to the ones that are bad, like rotten to the core, you don't want nothing to do with them. So I want to share those with you and talk about apples, good apples, bad apples, and apples that are in between. So I hope and pray that you're going to do something nice for Thanksgiving this year. Thanksgiving is coming up. But thinking about a good dessert. Do you like apple pie? I sure do. A lot of people make pumpkin pie, but I like apple pies too. So what's wrong with those apples that are rotten to the core? Would you put those in your apple pie? I don't think so. You would put the ones that are bright and shiny, probably, because that's what you bought at the store. But if there was some that were just as good and strong and firm, but maybe had a little spot on them, they were still good. Then you would probably use those in your apple pie again. Now, what about the sheep and the goats that was talked about in our scripture this morning? Jesus was talking about when the world comes together at the end of the age of grace. That's going to happen sometime. We don't know exactly when. Jesus said he didn't know exactly when either. But what he'll do is he'll gather the whole world before him, and he will separate the sheep and the goats, like recorded in the scripture that I read a while ago. He will put the sheep where? On the right. And then he'll put the goats where? On his left. And he will say to the sheep, "Come into heaven. You are welcome. You have been kind and just wonderful, grateful people. I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was sick and you looked after me." But do you know what he'll say to the goats? He will say, "Get away from me. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me." Now, I'm convinced that all of you who are listening to this message today are sheep. Because when you see someone who is thirsty, and I've seen you all do these kind of things, you give them something to drink. And when you see someone who is sick, you try to take care of them, don't you? So let us always be good, like sheep, so that when the harvest comes, now we're looking at the harvest of apples, it's in the fall, these are when they really start harvest them and really when they're good. So we're looking forward for the harvest when Jesus comes for us. Amen. So, what about the goats? Well, goats in the animal sense have borne this kind of label from the beginning of scriptures. While sheep were characterized as obedient and gentle and docile and loyal and emotional, sweet-tempered, goats are characterized as arrogant, independent, strong-willed, and even destructive at times, and self-serving creatures. While the sheep recognize the shepherd's voice when he put them on the right, he will submit to the direction and caring of the goats on the other hand. Now, we often defy the shepherd's guidance, don't we? The shepherd being Jesus Christ. Sometimes we kick and we go rogue and we frequently jump the fence. But God says, "I love the sheep. I love the goats. And if they come to me, I will say, come in, because you loved me and you did the things you were supposed to do. When you go astray like a goat, you just repent. And say, Lord, forgive us." And that allows us to be a part of his sheep pen, the good shepherd. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're sheep. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that works within us so that our lives will be a reflection of your great love. And we pray also sometimes, Lord, for the goats. Maybe some of our family and friends that don't know you in a special way. And being that we're sheep and we're sweet and we're gentle, and we share that love that you have given to us through Jesus Christ. So that the goats will be a part of your sheep pen too, Lord. And we give you the glory in Yeshua's precious name. Amen. Well, we hope and pray that the young people are getting the youth message. We know that they have cell phones and access to internet and all that. But more importantly, Lord, we just want to be able to put this kind of message on the online service, and we call it a youth message. But it's really for all of us because we're all young at heart. Amen. I hope and pray you're having a good day. And we also pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, because it's a time to gather and give God thanks for all that He's done for us. Amen. Have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.